Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend, Rick Lepsinger. Rick's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 9 years. How about that? I know, and it time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, Rick?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Thank you for all that, Rick. Thanks for 9 great years. We appreciate you very much. And he's the author of a number of books, including Closing the Execution Gap. We're talking about making decisions, how to make a better decision. In the previous segment, you gave us some examples of how decisions are made, the different kinds, the ways we approach decision making, I should say. The automatic approach, the deliberate approach, the kind that are more emotional, the kind that are more reasoned. Should we, Rick, recognize that we're more likely to be an emotional decision maker, or we're more likely to be a reasoned decision maker? Should we know that about ourselves so that we don't move too far in that direction when we shouldn't?
Yeah, no, I think it's helpful to understand style and preference in terms of how you approach it, because when you start to then talk about how can you make a better decision, starting with an understanding of the way you currently go about it is a very important platform. I also wanted to talk, in addition to what we talked about before related to the, how the brain processes information, there's another thing that impacts our judgment and our ability to make a good decision, is our biases. And understanding your biases also helps you pick a better approach. So just, there's a number of biases, but there are three that really tend to have a lot of impact. One of them is, what they call hasty generalizations. And that's really basing a conclusion on a kind of a small sample. So you say, I spoke to two of my clients. They're really happy. So I guess everything is okay. And it's those kinds of generalizations that create problems for us. The other one, which is one of my favorites, is anchoring. And what that is the first information you get tends to shape your perception of the problem. So, for example, when they do mock juries, if you show the mock jury data that points to the innocence of the individual, before you show them data that points to the guilt of the individual, they tend to acquit the person. So,
that reminds me, when you talk about anchoring, that reminds me of a baseball term. If you got a first baseman, they tend to do something called nesting. The ball, if the ball is thrown wide, they're still trying to keep their foot on the base, and they let the ball go by instead of pulling off the base and going to get the ball, because that would be worse if they let the ball go by, right?
It's called
nesting, and you got to be careful that you don't love that base, that idea of yours, so much that it takes you down.
Right, exactly. And it's really how the information comes to you, or previous events that kind of shapes your perception of the current problem. And the other one is confirmation, where we only seek information that supports our preference or our hypothesis,
right,
and all the other information kind of gets discarded. So this, in addition to what we talked about in the first segment, really does impact our judgment and the quality of our decisions overall. So what you're trying to do is approach decision in a way that allows you to leverage all the aspects of how you process information and minimize the impact of these biases. And we can talk about, there's two primary things that you need to do around that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the first is using a systematic process. And here you're trying to approach...
Now, remind us, these are the two approaches. Remind us what this is around.
Yeah, this is around in improving your decision-making process and increasing the quality of your decisions overall,
right,
and minimizing the impact of biases.
I wanted to make sure I knew which one these were going to, because you've given us a lot of good terms here. This is minimizing the impact of your biases,
right? As well as taking advantage of the way your brain processes information,
right,
but not letting one function dominate over another.
And what are those two? Tell us what those two things are.
The first is using a systematic process, and the second is involving people in the decision process. So the using a systematic process is primarily focusing on a decision criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And a decision criteria lays out the characteristics of the best decision. So it might have to do with the quality, quantity, constraints, those types of things, that what would be the best decision. So, for example, if you were buying a house and you were telling the realtor what the best house would look like, it would be 3 bedrooms, a large backyard, close to, you know, good schools, easy transportation. That type of thing makes up your decision criteria. And what's important about that is that it not only gets everybody in agreement about what a good decision looks like, but it also helps you determine what information you need to make the best decision. Because some people feel more information is better, or they just do a random search for information. But this helps you really get clear about what data you need to make a good decision.
And at the same time, though, you got to make sure that if that's your idea of a house and you're helping somebody else make a decision about a house being a metaphor, make sure that your own influence, your own preferences don't weigh too heavily on that. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Rick Lepsinger. OnPointConsulting.com is the website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.